Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You can follow us on social media. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter, ChrisBroussard68 on the gram. At the bottom of the hour, one of our favorite guests, Eddie House, will join us. And then we'll end this hour with Shop Talk as we do every Worship Wednesday. Rob, we talked with Mike Heller and a good conversation with him. Interesting that he said the fans up there in Green Bay are on the side of the Packers. Now, I think it's a little natural. Bit. Well, really? See, and I think it's a little, what's the word I'm looking for? It's muted or it's not as strong as it sounds when he qualifies it with, but they want him back.
Of course.
No, you know what I'm saying? If they were like good riddance to Aaron Rodgers, right? That's a whole different story.
It ain't going to be like that. They would take him back in open arms if the Packers gave him a new contract, Chris.
Right.
The pushback from fans is natural in that he doesn't want to be in Green Bay. You know what I mean? Like, that's the
right.
That's what
right.
makes you feel, don't feel good about it. It's like, what's wrong with us?
He doesn't want us. Right.
How come you don't, right, you don't want us? So at first, the first reaction is, what do you mean he doesn't want to be here? You know what I'm saying? So I think that's why fans at first react the way that they do.
Right. Now, the story came out today, I believe, that Aaron Rodgers was referring to, I mean, he clearly has disdain for Brian Gutekunst. And he must feel like Gutekunst basically is the one that drafted Jordan Love. It doesn't seem like he blames Matt LaFleur. They seem to have a legitimately good relationship. And obviously, you know, they work well together. I guess everything's okay with Mark Murphy. But he seems to have it in for Gutekunst, Rob. And he apparently, or reportedly, refers to Gutekunst as Jerry Krause in text with teammates.
Is he overweight?
I mean, from the headshots, I guess from the chest up pictures I've seen of Gutekunst, he looks like he might be in decent shape. I have no idea. Rob,
the only reason I say that is it because, you know, like
Krause was, yeah.
Right. Krause was round and short.
They called him Crumbs, right,
you
Jordan?
You know what I mean?
And they called him, didn't they call him Crumbs?
Something like, yeah. But you know what I'm saying, right. Like,
I don't think that's why they're referring to him as that, right?
What?
You think it's because he's breaking up. Like, Jordan didn't like Krause.
I don't think that's what it is. I think he's just picking like a general manager who, like some people might not have a lot of respect for, despite them winning.
Right.
Like, oh, you know, I think it has more to do with that. I don't think it's about breaking up the team.
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, Jordan, it might be this. Jordan and those guys, like you said, they didn't have a ton of respect for Krause.
They just didn't. Chris, you say it all the time. He was a baseball scout. That's what he was.
That's some white privilege.
Real.
You talked about that last week. That's some white privilege right there.
When you can go
from being a scout on the Chicago White Sox
to the GM
of the Chicago Bulls.
Well, but that's because the owner, you know the owner, Chris, and he just said, okay, you're the GM now.
But that's what happened. I know people, too. Did Jerry Krause know anything about basketball? I don't know. And he did a good job, but look, he had Michael Jordan. I don't know how. I guess he did do the trade for Pippen, which was great. He got Rodman, but they didn't have the respect for him. So I think that's part of it. And also, this may be an element too, Rob. Krause wanted credit. Right? He that was his whole thing. I built this team. Everybody gives all the credit to Michael Jordan. They call all the players I put around him the Jordanaires. Well, I need to get my credit. And I look, that's a human emotion, right? I get that. But you have to be mature enough to understand that if you're a GM, if you're a president, whatever, that's not what it's about for you. Whether you may get credit, you may not, but your job is to put the team together.
But you know how they look. I'm going to tell you this. This is when GMs get credit, Chris. When you're Theo Epstein and the Red Sox went through an 85-year drought and you're the GM and they win the World Series. Then you go to Chicago and they had a 100-year drought. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like that's when people start to look. If Jerry Krause would have gone to another organization, Chris, and won 5 or 6 championships without Michael Jordan, then people would give him his credit. But when right. you have, like, the greatest player of all time, do you see what I'm saying? Like,
no,
like,
you're absolutely right. Did David Griffin get credit in Cleveland with LeBron
James? No, there's no credit
to
be given. No. There's just right. not. It doesn't work
absolutely.
Like that.
You're right.
You either have to show that you can win in more than one place, right? Or not have, like, the greatest player on the planet on your team. I'm just right. one of the two.
And you have to be cool with that. Rob G., is he here for the credit? And I'm not even being funny. I mean, we bring him on more than most hosts will bring on their producer, right? Because we love Rob G., and we cool. He's cool, and we like him and all that.
And
but if we didn't bring him on, right, his job is not to be the star. That's what Jerry Krause has to under, or and Gutekunst. I think Aaron Rodgers thinks Rob Gutekunst wants some credit. I want to shine. That's what
credit
I think.
Credit of what? They haven't won anything since he's
been 13-3.
That ain't that. What credit is that? Come on.
No, I hear you there. But I think, look, Aaron is obviously awesome. He's not Michael Jordan. I think with Jerry Krause, he winning can numb you. I think with the Patriots, oh, we got 6. Let's show what we can do without Tom Brady. The Bulls, oh, we got 6. Let's show what we can do without Michael Jordan. And that's not how they should look at it, but that is how they looked at it. Gutekunst obviously isn't in that class. And all right, Rob, let's move here. Interesting story. Rob G., I want you to explain this about the Bills general manager and what's going on with the vaccinations and all of that.
Right. So Brandon Bean is their general manager. And you know that the Buffalo Bills famously a few weeks ago said that they would require a vaccination to attend their game. So they're very pro COVID-19 vaccine yes. in Buffalo. Well, their general manager was in an interview and they asked, hypothetically, would you cut an unvaccinated player if it meant that you could, in fact, get more practice time, more in-person meetings, which is the incentive the NFL has offered.
Right.
And he said flat out, yes, I would, because that is an advantage. These meetings were not as productive as before because you guys saw in the field house, we had 3 or 4 meetings going on. And sometimes you're talking over each other, but it was the only way to pull it off and be socially distanced. It would be an advantage then to cut a player and fall under that umbrella. So I guess the easy question, guys, is do you think that kind of thing is fair going forward?
The only thing I'm going to say is the only way I say it's fair is if the work rules work for everybody. If the work rules aren't the same for everybody, then no, I'm against it. If you say we need everybody in here, if I'm running a restaurant and I'm running and I have a kitchen, and I say in order to work at this 5-star restaurant, the Masonette that used to be in Cincinnati, I think they closed down. Great food. If you want to work at the Masonette, you got to be vaccinated, and then people have a right to, you know, say they don't want to be vaccinated or move on. But the star chef can say, well, I'm not going to get vaccinated, and you allow him to not get vaccinated, and you get rid of somebody who's the setup guy or who's setting up the salads or whatever. That's not fair. It's either across the board for everybody or it's open for everybody.
Well, that's why it can't work in pro sports. You're right. It could work in a restaurant, your barber shop, although maybe you got a star barber. But, you know, like those types of business is fine. Look, if Josh Allen and Rob G, didn't Josh Allen come out and say he at least was questionable? He was questioning whether or not he was going to get
the
vaccine.
Yeah, he said
right?
on the Kyle Brandt podcast that he was unsure at this point. This was last month if he would get the vaccine.
Right. So you can't make that type of blanket statement when you're running a football team or a basketball team. Rob, I don't know if LeBron's gotten the shot. There was a report that Dennis Schroeder, who appears to have COVID because he's out for 2 weeks, there's a report, I don't know if it's true or not, but that he said he and LeBron are the only players on the team that didn't get the shot. And LeBron certainly has not endorsed getting the shot. I don't know if he's taking it or not. But obviously, I'm not cutting LeBron James. Quinn Cook, bye. You know? But LeBron? Josh Allen? Stephon Diggs? No. So to me, Rob, that's what this is going to come down to. If there's a guy that's a role player, a special teams guy, he can be replaced. He's the 51st man on the squad or something like that. He doesn't take it. He doesn't get vaccinated. That could be the final straw. It's just like if a guy in that position doesn't go to the voluntary workouts and somebody else right behind him does go. They may say, you know what? This guy wants it. He'll do whatever it takes.
What if you're in a situation where a coach had cancer or has some other issues, or there are other players who have kids who have issues, you know, where it's like, well, we need to figure out what we're going to do here because I can't have a chance of this, you know what I mean, being transmitted to my family if there are people in the locker room. I'm just saying there's a lot of issues that come about. Right. And what if that guy's a star running back or that guy, Stephon Diggs, who has, I'm just hypothetical, of course, where he has an issue, right? And his quarterback's saying, I'm not getting it, but I got a grandmother at home or a mother at home or somebody else. I think it's a slippery slope. To me. You know, I hear your point.
Yeah.
I hear your point about a star and a scrub, but what if there's two stars and one is saying, you know what I mean? Like, what do you do, Chris?
Well, I think this is similar to how it is for every American for the most part. It's not just about you, right?
You have to take other people into consideration.
Like, if I didn't want to get, I'm going to see my parents this weekend for the first time since August because I didn't want to be around them at their age if they got it.
No, because
and
you
now
don't want to put them
vaccinated.
At risk,
right?
You don't want to put them at risk.
Absolutely. So if I didn't get vaccinated, maybe I would be like, you know what? I'm still not going to go see them. Or I'm going to say I'm going to get vaccinated so I can go see them. So I think it's a stick. You're right. That's an interesting question you threw out there. That if you got two stars,
am I right? If you got two stars on separate sides,
right?
And somebody's got a parent or a child or something, you know. And that was the thing with Haskins, right? In Washington, Ron Rivera's a cancer survivor, Chris.
Right.
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 He's out of the strip club, no mask, tossing dollar bills.
That had a lot to do with it. Wasn't just you're out here acting recklessly.
No, right.
It was, yeah.
You're putting Ron Rivera's health in question.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's, it's not a black and white situation.
No,
I think that's why the league has not, Rob, come down with a blanket rule that everybody's got to get vaccinated. But you just got to try to do your homework.
Let me ask you this, Chris. Do you have two locker rooms?
You know what? That's not. If I had two, I mean, they're obviously going to still be in contact. But let's face it, you went through a whole season last year where there was no vaccination and dudes still played. So you could do that. Meetings, I mean, you're still going to meet in some ways. You wouldn't be able to meet in person, I guess.
You see what I'm saying, though, right?
You meet by Zoom.
But maybe you split the locker room and vaccinated and non-vaccinated.
Because if you got two stars, Rob, then you do what you got to do. Right.
That might work.
Yeah, you would explore that. All right, we're throwing it out to you guys, the listeners, 877-99 on Fox. Would it be unfair for an NFL team to cut a player for not getting vaccinated? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
It's the iCouple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we're brought to you by Discover Card. Now, Discover matches all the cash back that you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. I mean, that's tremendous, because Discover's accepted at 99% of places in the United States that take credit cards. So basically everywhere, folks. So learn more. Go to discover.com/yes. That's discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen report. Hey, limitations do apply.
Real quick, Chris, we've been talking about Giancarlo Stanton. You remember how bad he was to start the season? They were booing him or whatever.
Yep.
He just hit another home run. He hit one yesterday in the first inning, another one today. 11-game hitting streak. The dude had four hits last night. He's turned the corner. And the manager, you know, you always talk about managing. They put him in the second spot in the batting order. And since he's been in the second spot, he's been on fire.
I just hope, Rob, he doesn't go the way of Akil Badu.
What? Badu? I think he has
Badu
a little bit
had a hit since you came Badu! On the show yelling, Badu!
Badu! I know.
You put the jinx on him.
It's been like,
He's young, though. He's still got, young. Hopefully.
Stanton was an MVP. Right, right. I got it.
All right. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. It's an interesting situation. Do you think it would be fair if a team cut a player for not being vaccinated?
All right, Robert in Georgia, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
What's going on, Chris and Rob? How y'all doing?
Doing good, man.
Yeah, I just want to say I definitely think it's very unfair. I work at a Division I school. I won't say what. I'm a sports medicine doctor. And I think that it's very unfair because we don't know the side effects of this vaccine is going to have, especially the people that aren't at risk. I understand older people, but you're asking people that just come in the league 20, 21 years old to take this, and we don't know the long-term effect of this, and to have them to be at risk for this for no apparent reason, I don't think that's fair at all.
Now, Robert, let me ask you this. I think that's fair, what you just said, but what about the people who have loved ones and children at home and parents?
Older,
who you might be putting them at risk, even though you're young and healthy, and if you get it and pass it on to a teammate. Where's your concern for them?
Well, I have two things to say with that. For one, is that the vaccine doesn't guarantee that you're not going to get it. So, because we have a couple of kids that took the vaccine and they still tested positive.
Right, it just lessens the impact.
Nothing's 100%,
like the flu shot.
Not having a vaccine, the chances are you could get it.
Where are you at on it? I mean, you're a sports medicine doctor, so obviously you've got a little more knowledge than we do in this field. So, where are you at on the vaccine? Like, you sound like you may not
you
have taken it.
Right,
you sound
kind of
skeptical about it.
No, I haven't taken it. And there's two, the Johnson & Johnson and the Pfizer one. But they're so the Johnson & Johnson just had a recall. And then the Pfizer, they say research says it's good. But like I said, they haven't released the long-term effect of these things. And like I said, you don't want to be a situation where you give a healthy kid something that's going to have long-term effects down on the end of the situation that can just cause a downfall all the way to the end of his life when he gets 50 and 60.
What did you make of all the people who died during the pandemic?
I think it's definitely a tragedy. I just think that you should just give them the option to opt out again, like not to come back. Like a lot of players last year didn't come back.
Okay, no, that's fair.
That's a good call.
That's fair. If you say
all
if
I
you
know.
Say, you, Rob, you don't have to play and opt out? That's fair.
That's a good call. All I know, Rob, I took the Johnson & Johnson shot. All of a sudden, I'm bench pressing 350 pounds.
Is that what it is?
I don't know what happened.
Right. Those are the side effects.
My wife is a doctor. She took it. Now, we do have another friend who's a doctor.
who didn't
that
want it.
Didn't take it. Yeah. Right. So, you know, it, look,
everybody's different.
Own.
Nobody, right. Chris, we can't get 100% on anything, can we? Come
no,
on.
Not in this day and age.
My mom used to always say,
I don't shame people on either
no.
side.
No. I just, but I always want to make sure, like, when people are talking about what could be effects of other people later on, Chris, which I totally respect, what about the effects on people who are living now? That's my other right. flip side. Let's not right. act like it's only about, well, what's going to happen down the road. What's happening now? Isaac, in California, you're in the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. And we've lost some friends, Chris. You know what I'm saying? So it stings.
It stings. It's real. This thing is real.
Yep. Isaac.
Isaac?
Did we lose Isaac?
Yeah, I guess we lost him.
Can you hear me?
Oh, we got him. Isaac. Yep, now we can.
Hello, guys. Thank you for taking my call again. I'll make this, I'll try to make it as quick as possible. I'm half black, half Mexican. I've taken both shots of the Moderna vaccine, and so has my wife. My wife is half black, half Persian, and we feel very comfortable. We both didn't receive any symptoms. However, I don't think it's fair for people to act for businesses, specifically the NFL, to require vaccinations because you don't know. Every player's home situation is different. However, this could be a possible situation for like a fight between the NFLPA and the NFL because what if the owners require a vaccination? And if it's
I
one
think
of those
that
things
would.
Where
if the owners went that route, I do think the NFLPA – Or the National Football League Players Association would fight against it.
It's funny because they don't fight against anything else. So that would be interesting, Chris.
That's a good call, though.
As the weakest union going. No, I'm just saying.
But don't you think, Rob, they would? I mean, do you think they wouldn't?
I don't know. I'd have to see from the baseball union.
It really depends on how many players don't want
to
do it.
Without the players agreeing to it anyway. You know what I mean? In baseball, you go to the players first. You don't even go to the league. Because if the players aren't having it, guess what? It ain't happening.
Right, right.
Mark in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's going on, Mark?
Guys? And good job trolling me, Alex.
My God.
Hey, real quick, the previous caller kind of stole most of what I was going to say. This comes down to two separate rights. The rights of the corporation, the team, or whatever, and the individual rights. And that's negotiated if you have a union. So I was about ready to say that. Yep. But if it comes down to it in my corporation, they instituted that we had to have it. And it went across, and our union kind of agreed with it. So I had to get one. Guess what? Because they agreed to it, if I don't want to take it, I have to now decide, do I want to keep my job? Do I want to get that shot?
Right.
That's what comes down to it, Mark.
Yeah.
Yep. That's what I was saying.
There are people of all races who are skeptical of the shot. But, you know, with African Americans, it goes back to some of the historic things like the Tuskegee experiment, things like that. So you're older black man. How do you feel about it? Like, because you remember Tuskegee even more so than me and Rob.
I do. And this is how I feel about it. I just heard this young gentleman come on. He said he's a sports medicine doctor. Well, I listened to Dr. Fauci, who got us through Ebola, HIV, and SARS. I trust him more than I trust some sports doctor. And so if they tested it, they took it, they tested it.
Right.
I trust it. I can tell you guys now, I buried my brother. That wasn't a relative. I buried him in August.
Man.
I got my second shot Saturday. I'm like you, Rob. I got my second one Saturday. Well, I didn't have any after effects, but I felt a little tired. So I took
that's
it.
All I felt. I feel tired compared to normal.
Do your homework would be my advice. Do your homework. Right. Don't listen to politicians. Yep. Listen to doctors.
I don't even listen to politicians about politics. And Mark, on the internet, there's a lot of misinformation, man. They make it look so real, and people buy into it. You got to be very, very careful.
Ask your doctor.
Yep.
All right, good call, Mark. We got Eddie House coming up next. He's our doctor for the NBA. He'll join us in a few moments. But first...
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You know what time it is when the funky music comes in. He's an NBA champion, a sharpshooter from behind the arc. Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, our man, Mr. Eddie House. E-House, what's up, bro?
What up?
How y'all doing?
Hey, Chris, you out here dunking on people. Stop it.
Hey, all I know is Brian Finley has this podcast and his guests keep talking about my hoop skills, like giving me props. So I'm just, you know, I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Hey, that's respect then. When people shout it out for you and you don't got to do it,
right,
that's respect.
Right, right.
Only problem is that's Dr. Seuss, and I think it's very tense.
All right, E-House, look. First hour we start off the show, I said it with my chest. I said it with bass in my voice. I said the Brooklyn Nets cannot win the championship without James Harden. Am I wrong?
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. I think it's going to take all of them. I think the reason why is we know how dynamic James is with scoring the basketball, but his ability to facilitate to others and make others better, but then also have the ability to take over a game and be a guy that can hit you upside the head for 40, 50, you know, or at 30 every night, almost 30. Or he's a walking 30 ball. But the ability to get everybody involved and keep everybody happy, I think that's something that will be missed. I mean, we can't gloss over that fact. Kyrie obviously is a guy that's not willing to be that guy. That's just not his game, though. Right. So James, that's James' game. So if he's not there, it's gonna be real difficult. Just like we thought at the beginning of the season, without James going there, we thought right. They were good. We thought they were a good team. You know, but who put him over the hump? It was James Harden that made everybody start talking like, oh, my God. And then they had these other pieces. He's definitely the catalyst for that team to me.
Let me ask you about LeBron. The ankle is going to miss two more games. Are you concerned about LeBron and just his recovery and how long this has taken? You know, he's long in the tooth, 18 years, 36 years old. Father time comes for everybody, Eddie. What's the deal on LeBron?
I think they're taking their time, but you got to be careful when you're doing that, because the more you start sliding in those standings, then you end up playing in this play-in tournament. And to me, that's scary. You know, you don't want to put yourself in that position. Not saying that they won't be able to get over that hump, but you just put yourself behind the eight ball that you have to play extra games. But then on top of that, you don't have home court advantage in any playoff series. And I think that's the thing that, you know, everybody played on the road last year, pretty much, you know, being in the bubble. But with fans starting to come back, with you being able to be outside the bubble and be at home, have your home-cooked meal, sleep in your bed, be around your family, the home court advantage really comes back into play. And I think that's the one thing to me. You know, my brother's a diehard Laker fan. He talks about him all the time. And I say, hey, man, the one thing you don't want to not is play a game seven on the road. You don't want to do that, especially against a really good basketball team that has a good home court advantage. So that to me is concerning a little bit, but if LeBron comes back firing in all cylinders, to me, he's still the best player in the world.
The Knicks are starting to get some attention, Eddie, and are they – look, you know Tibbs. He was an assistant coach on your championship team with Boston. Talk about the job he's done, like the difference he's made, because they were terrible last year. Now, all of a sudden, they're the fourth seed in the East. And then tell me about, like, Julius Randle. Julius Randle's actually – I mean, he showed signs in other places before.
I was going to say, when he was in L.A.
But he's really playing.
He looked pretty good.
Yeah, L.A. and New Orleans, he looked good. But are you surprised at how far he's come or not surprised?
No, I'm not surprised. We see, like you said, we've seen him playing well in other places. They just were on bad teams. You know, you get the spotlight's on you when you're winning, and it becomes a little brighter. And it seems like he's thriving in those moments. He's not running away from it. I like the fact that he kisses his son, that he has his family there supporting him all the time. That's something that, to me, makes him feel comfortable, and it looks like he's in the best place he has been in his basketball life, playing in New York right now. And with Tibbs coming in, one thing Tibbs is going to do is hold you accountable defensively. I think by bringing in a guy like D. Rose, who is a veteran, who's been an MVP, who's went through some hardships through injury, fought himself back, guys can remember. This is a young – you got to think also, a lot of these players are young, so they were seeing D. Rose at the height of D. Rose, so they're going to listen to what he has to say. So when you have not only the coach speaking it, but then you have a player that the team looked up to when they were younger, and he's just at the same time reiterating what the coach is saying, you start to get some belief. And belief, you know, that's the most important thing. You got to believe it to achieve it. And they believe that they belong. They believe they're a good team. And hell, if you look at how they're playing, they are a good team, and they are a team that belongs in the East. Is that a team that's going to win a championship? No. Is it a team that's been one of the best teams that we've seen the New York Knicks put on the floor in a long time? Hell yeah, it is.
Let's Scotty.
That
Brooks
ain't said, saying nothing. You
know
that.
Because they've been so bad. Scotty Brooks said that Russell Westbrook is the second greatest point guard of all time. Was that a little hyperbole, a little over the top, prisoner of the moment? Seemed a little bit. I get it. He's had them. This guy's won Brooks games and all that. But the second best point guard of all time, isn't that a little over the top?
Oh, man, whatever he's smoking on, tell him he can keep it because I don't want it.
You don't want it.
No, I don't want that. I don't want that at all because he's out of his mind. Right. I mean, you got to say that. So now he's talking about over point guards. So who was the number one point guard? John Stockton?
He did have Magic.
Yeah,
he
Magic. Did.
Okay, we thought say he's the best ever. He might, at that point, you'd have gone that far.
So that's what I'm saying. So now we got Magic and Stockton. So he's better than one of those guys. What about Jason Kidd and Steve Nash? You know, so, okay. So
what about Isaiah Thomas?
Steph,
I was going to say Isaiah Thomas. We got a lot of guys that we could say. I think that what we can say about Russell Westbrook is probably he is the most dynamic point guard that we have seen. Most athletic. And, I mean, just by putting up the sheer numbers that he puts up. And, you know, everybody talks about they want to water down the triple-double. And I always come back with this argument. Go to the rec center and average a triple-double on a day. Go to the rec center and average a triple-double on a day. And if you can do it, then, okay, that's at the rec center. But do it with the best of the best. And some of the numbers he put up, you know, they're gaudy numbers when you start talking about his assists and rebounds from that position. I think fantastic player, a guy that I would pay money to go watch because he leaves it all on the court. He gives you everything every single night. He doesn't take it for granted. I love his enthusiasm. I love his effort that he comes with every single night. I love to watch Russell Westbrook play. But don't get me wrong. He is not top two point guards to ever play this game. He is a fantastic player, but top two is a little stretch. Like I said, he could keep whatever it is he's smoking.
We with you on that, E-House. And I agree with you, too, on what you said, because people are starting to take the triple-double for granted. But Russ is the only one averaging. It's not like you got five players now averaging triple-doubles. Now, if Luka and Jokic or somebody else starts averaging a triple-double for a few seasons, that's one thing. But you can't. Russ is the only one doing it, so you got to give him his props.
Yeah, so when they start doing it, holla at me, Chris, because I know that everybody's out there trying to do it. Believe that. And the same thing, not LeBron, if he did, everybody says, oh, LeBron could do it if he wanted to. I believe that in his mind, he wanted to, but he understood it took so much out of him to try to do that. So he took back, you know, on some of those things. So for me, you have to just marvel at the fact that this guy goes out there and actually does it. Like I said, man, go to the rec center and do it. Go to the rec center and do it. Come back with a triple-double.
If it was that easy, you just said it. If it was that easy, everybody would be
dudes can't average it in the freaking rec center. Exactly. You're absolutely right. That's our man, Eddie House, NBA champion. We appreciate it, brother.
All right, thank you, man. You guys take care.
You too.
All right, peace. Shop Talk is next. Keep it locked. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob on a Worship Wednesday. And it's time, folks, for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right. It is Shop Talk, the iCouple Fox Sports Radio segment where we discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. And this week's topic, I don't know if this is new, but it was new to me because I just saw it today. Warner Brothers and DC Comics are going to be making a new Superman movie. We don't know when it's going to come out, but we do know at least who the writer is going to be. Well, today, I read in the Hollywood Reporter that the plan is to make it the very first cinematic incarnation of Superman featuring a black actor.
Wow.
That's right, folks. Superman will be black in the next film. Here's the question, very easy. Do you have a problem with there being a black Superman? We'll start with you, Rob.
No, Santa Claus was black in my house, so why can't Superman be black?
Right, right.
It's just that simple. It's a character.
Racist.
What?
How's that
racist? I'm just saying.
I don't know. Rob G loves the button.
Rob G's a millennial that thinks, and he's not alone, but millennials think just talking about race is racist.
Makes you racist, facts. Right.
Which is ridiculous.
And
we
Rob
need
G.
to talk about race. And
Rob
I don't want to be colorblind. I recognize your race, and I still respect you and love you as a fellow human being.
Chris, let me say this, and then you jump in. It kills me about movie making. You know why? Because somehow they can make the Ten Commandments, which is set
false.
In Egypt, and all white
where the
actors
Egyptians should have been black.
Are all white in Egypt. I've been to Egypt, and go look at the skin color, okay? I'm telling you. But that's acceptable for Cleopatra to have white skin and be Elizabeth Taylor, but the notion that you make another character and he's black and there's something wrong with it. I don't get it. I don't get it.
No, you're right on the money, Rob. And all of the biblical characters. Jesus was not white.
His hair was woolly.
He wasn't
like
even
mine.
Close to that. Right. So you're right. You're absolutely right. And people freak out.
Right.
If you make Jesus, they had to play with a black Jesus, and they freaking out. You know, but it's all right to have the white one, even though we all know he wasn't white. So that no, I'm totally fine with it. And here's the thing, too, Rob. It is going to be good. I had no, look, we love the white Superman was cool. I had
we
no
grew
problem.
Up with,
I love
we
Superman,
grew up with
right.
Superman
I love
on,
Batman.
Right? George right. Reeves, remember, right?
He yes. Was fine. So it's not, you can have a white one, an Asian one, a Mexican one for, you know, Rob G and all.
Oh, see, that's racist.
I'm waiting
racist.
For the button.
Racist.
No. But it'll be good for kids of yeah. all races to see a black Superman because now you're seeing blacks in authoritative positions.
Helpful, not
and
criminals
that's good.
In movies.
Right,
right,
right.
All kinds of stuff. Right.
But Rob G's got beef.
Rob G, you don't like it.
I don't like it. And the reason being is because
think of Aria. It'll be great for her to see a Mexican yes. Wonder Woman.
No,
that would
you know,
be awesome.
You know what? I'll tell her this too, because the most recent Power Rangers, or excuse me, the most recent Aladdin movie, which takes place in Arabia, the woman that they chose to be Princess Jasmine was from London, and I didn't like that either.
No, that makes no sense.
Because
right.
we have source material that tells us Princess Jasmine is Arabian.
Okay,
we have source
that's
material.
Great.
The person
but
who
ain't no Superman.
The person
it's fiction.
Who created Superman made him white in the
He's
comics.
He's a fictional character.
I didn't make him white.
If they're going to make John F. Kennedy black, okay, I got a problem with that.
Right.
But Superman?
He's a fictional character. Right.
I would
there's
say
nothing. There's nothing in the thing that said that he was black.
Look, Tom Hanks nothing. Is one of my favorite actors of all time. If they made him Black Panther, I'd have a problem with it.
No, but I
yeah, but
that.
That black is part of the name.
So
part of his whole identity
right.
was he was black.
If, right.
No, his,
it
exactly.
wasn't super
his
white man.
His identity was that he was the black Panther.
If it was
Panther,
super white man
he
and they
black.
Made him black, okay.
Yes, I'm with you, Chris.
Oh, my God.
If it was super white man, then we'd have
right.
an issue.
Look, man,
stop
all
it,
I'm
Rob
saying
G.
is the guy who created Superman, whoever the comic
when did
name
he say was, he was white in any
right.
comic I ever heard?
He
I don't
made
remember.
Him white.
What? No, but I'm asking you because they
when
cast
they
him white.
Quarterbacks,
no,
they meant for them
Superman
to be white.
Superman is not a TV show or a movie. It is a comic book. In the
no,
comic
I know,
book,
but I'm saying,
white.
But I understand that. But my point is, in none of that does it say he was white. They
no,
picked,
he's
they
an
cast
alien.
Him white.
He's an alien.
Right.
Yeah. Look, man, all I'm saying is...
Where are you at? Let's bring in some...
Alex, he's more into this stuff
Alex.
Than
yeah,
what's
bring
up, my guys?
Some,
okay,
some
quickly.
Black Superman, you got a problem?
No, I have no problem. You know why, CB? And Rob, it has nothing to do with race for me. Of course, we got to be more open and talk about CB. But to me, it's I want the best actor. I don't want affirmative. I want the best actor to play the role. And if it is a black dude, I'm all for it. I want a great movie. So why is, you know? Like, so Rob G, we got to be able
Morgan
to do
Freeman as Superman.
And the other problem, too, you know, Chris, is black
now,
Superman. In
something.
That tights, it ain't gonna work.
Oh, gosh.